You're listening to CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's Democratic members of Congress are calling for the 3,400 Forest Service employees who were laid off to be reinstated. They were let go last week as part of a Trump administration effort to fire most new hires across the federal government. The Forest Service manages 9 national forests and 2 national grasslands in Colorado. In a letter to the Secretary of Agriculture, Colorado senators and 3 of its representatives warned the firings will hurt Colorado's rural communities and wildfire preparedness efforts. Colorado high school students could have to take a financial literacy course in order to graduate. CPR's education reporter Jenny Brundin has more about this proposal in a newly introduced bill at the state legislature.
The bipartisan bill would require students to take a semester of personal finance. It would also make filling out a state or federal financial aid form a condition of graduation, though students could opt out. Republican Representative Anthony Hartsook says Colorado has one of the lowest rates of filling out the federal financial aid form, known as FAFSA.
When you start implementing these requirements, the kids start submitting it, families get involved, they find there's more money, and they get much further ahead in life and a better job.
A hearing hasn't yet been scheduled for the bill. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Free access to a drug that reverses opioid overdoses is in high demand around Grand Junction. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says the program lets people get it from kiosks.
More than 1,200 boxes, each with 2 doses of the nasal spray, have been taken from kiosks across Mesa County. The kiosks, which look like newspaper boxes, are a partnership between the local health department and the nonprofit Western Colorado Area Health Education Center, which also offers training on how to use naloxone. The hope is that making it more available will encourage more people to learn how to dispense the life-saving drug. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.